This is the Studs and Busts Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Rob and Yara.
Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's
all. All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of the Studs and Busts Podcast. My name is Rob. I'm here with Gary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for coming back.
And, well, I mean, what a game that was last night.
Peyton Manning, goddamn.
Peyton Manning.
That's all I can say.
Jesus Christ, we won.
Better have started.
If we learn one thing, it's that Peyton Manning is probably going to be a beast this year. And not only Peyton Manning, but Wes Welker had a great game.
And out of nowhere, Julius Thomas.
Out of nowhere, Julius Thomas, the Broncos tight end, had 2 touchdowns, ton of yards. Yeah, he looks good.
Is he the real thing, though?
I don't know.
Or is it just a week one, you know, he's just pops up like, who was it, Ogletree last year?
This is something that we're going to see as the season goes on, and we'll see. I mean, he's definitely going to be probably the first waiver wire pickup that everyone's going to try and get. So, I mean, if you're thin at tight end, you don't have much options, it'd probably be best to, you know, put in a bid for him, because if he plays this well every week, then you got a top 10, maybe even top 5 tight end right there out of nowhere, so...
I actually think he will be as good as he looked last night.
Yeah.
A couple of reasons. Well, the main reason is just Peyton Manning likes tight ends.
This is true.
You know what I mean? And
Peyton Manning, just like his brother Eli, they do like their tight ends.
And this guy is he's a big dude. And he was good at all factors of being a tight end. He blocked real well. He caught the ball well. And he got in the end zone. So I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be as productive moving forward with the rest of the season. So.
He had 2 touchdowns. Demaryius Thomas also had 2 touchdowns. Looks like this Denver office.
Office.
Attention.
Looks like this Denver offense be the real deal.
Now.
But once again, it's only week one.
You also forgot about your short white guy. You do like your short white guy, so
I
Wes
do
Walker.
Like him.
That's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Who I do have
I
on one of my teams.
I just said his name.
Did you?
I could have
sworn you said Thomas.
I said Wes Welker, and I think I said Wes Welker.
No, I could have sworn you said Thomas.
You were excited last night because he was on your team?
Yes, very, very excited. 2 touchdowns. That's good. Good. As my number 2 wide receiver.
If anyone out there is wondering, me and Gary did have our fantasy draft last Saturday. I think I had pick number 5. What did you have?
I believe I had pick number...
9?
Number 9, yeah. Pick number 9.
And with my 5th pick, I picked up Jamal Charles. He fell to 5. I think that's a good value for him right there. I think he's going to have a good year. I think there's a reason LeSean McCoy, other than his talent, did great, you know, under Andy Reid's offense. So I think it's going to carry over. You're going to see Jamal Charles have a big year. So I think that was a good pick there. Who'd you pick at 9?
I took Shady McCoy,
just like I was saying.
If you listened to the last podcast, I said if he fell to me, I'm taking him.
It
was in our section where we were saying don't not take a player because they're on a team that you don't like.
Yes.
And he fell to me, and I took him.
All right. So there you go. And let's see who else I got on my starting team. I got Russell Wilson as my quarterback. I got him fairly late because after I picked up Jamal Charles. The second round, I grabbed Julio Jones, and then I was going to go back and get another running back in round 3, but Jimmy Graham was still sitting there, and you know that guy was not going to be there very long. So I went ahead, instead of getting my number 2 running back there, I got Jimmy Graham. So when I finally came around to getting my second running back, it was Eddie Lacy for the Packers. He doesn't have a great matchup this weekend, but I think he'll have some value during the year. I also got Hakeem Nicks as my wide receiver too. I picked up Steelers D, and I have the Houston kicker, Bullock, and I got Torrey Smith in my flex spot.
How did he work out with you last night?
He got me about 92 yards, something like that. Not bad for a flex spot.
Not bad at all. Pretty
and,
good.
And I don't know, moving forward, I think he'll be a bigger part of the offense. That was a rough game for them last night all around the board. So, who's your starting offense this year, Gary?
Starting offense, like I said, I got Shady first pick. Then the second round, I took Drew Brees. I was very high on Drew Brees. I had him last year. He got me a championship. And the other time I did have him, I actually got to the finals of our fantasy football. So I'm very high on Drew Brees. I then also got the rest of my team. I got Giovanni Bernard, which I'm very high on as well. If you watch Hard Knocks, they want to put him in. They want to get him in the offense, get him going. They want to give him a lot of touches. So I took him. It's a risk, but I took the risk last year when I took Doug Martin, a rookie running back that I thought was going to do well, and it panned out for me. So hopefully the same this year. I took Ahmad Bradshaw as well. He has a good matchup this week. Hopefully he gets. They're saying he's going to play. I believe he's going to play. I hope he does real well. They're playing the Raiders, so that's a very good matchup. I also took Andre Johnson. We know Andre, he can play. He's good as hell, so no problem there. And then I also took Wes Welker. Funny thing about me taking Wes Welker, I didn't even want to take Wes Welker. I had a brain fart. I looked at the computer, and I ended up taking him. I didn't even want him, but it worked out for me. I also took my tight end. I'm going to probably be shuffling tight ends around a lot this year. I took Brett Celek, Broncos D, and David Akers is my kicker.
All right.
So that's that, and then the rest is just my bench. So.
Let's see. Let's just go through my bench real quick here. I picked up Ronnie Hillman. I'm not a big fan of any of the Denver Broncos running backs, just the way they interchange them so much. Like I said in the last podcast, you want a guy who's on the field a lot, obviously. So if you don't know if you have no idea who's going to be on the field, when they're going to be on the field, and like you said also.
Like I said, no Sean was going to get the start because I believe that he knows the offense. He played very well, and what happened? He got a majority of the touches last night. So, but then again, like Rob was saying, I personally want nothing to do with anyone in that backfield because they're just going to be in and out of there. You never know who's going to actually be playing for a long period of time and who's going to be sitting on the bench for a long period of time.
If you remember our this guy or that guy segment last week, Gary did take Knowshon Moreno out of the three Denver running backs, which was going probably third in that order when people were drafting. They were taking Ball first, Hillman second, and Moreno third, and Moreno gets the start. So, you know, just goes to show that when you listen to us, we don't stray you in the wrong direction. Even though true. I said Hillman, but Hillman did see some carries. I think he got maybe like 3 points or something like that for me. Nothing substantial, but that's why he's on the bench right now. I mean, only if maybe someone gets hurt there, they'll use somebody more than the other, but we don't know right now. That's Peyton Manning's offense. So those guys are going to be scoring the points, are going to be the wide receivers, tight ends, and things like that. I got Ben Tate, who I'm waiting to see this Sunday. I think he's going to put up some numbers. They seem pretty excited about using him, even with Arian Foster getting touches also. I think he's going to have some work as well. I'm waiting to see on him. Cecil Shorts fell in our draft, Gary. He was sitting up there a long time, so when it came to my pick, I had to take him. I had him at the end of last year. He had some good games. He doesn't really have a great quarterback. That's why he's another question mark. Bernard Pierce had some carries last night. He had 22 yards. But once again, him and Rice couldn't really get much going. I picked up Danny Woodhead, San Diego running back, who was one of your sleepers on last week's podcast. And we'll see how he does. We'll see how that pans out. I got Greg Little, which I told you guys last week I was high on the Browns offense, and I was high as a sleeper pick for Brandon Whedon. So I think he should do all right. I don't know, though. Gordon's suspended for a few games, so we'll see if Little gets some work done. And I picked up the Ravens defense last minute. I originally drafted Felix Jones because of all the injuries in the Steelers' backfield, but it looks like Isaac Redman's going to get the start, and it looks like Le'Veon Bell is going to be back pretty soon. And they've also got other guys in the mix, Lerod Stevens howling, and all that going on. So I dropped him, and I picked up Ravens D because I was hearing a lot of good things about them. Obviously, you don't want to start them against Peyton Manning and the Broncos, which I didn't do, and they got scored me in our ESPN league minus 5 points. So, I mean,
what I came from,
we'll see
seven,
how it goes. We'll see
came
how it
from
goes.
The seven touchdowns that Peyton Manning decided he needed to put on the board last
night. If you're a Peyton Manning owner, you're very happy right now. And, wow, that was quite the performance. We thought maybe he was going to go back in and break the record, but he never got there. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure he has enough chances this season to break the record. They have a very favorable matchup, very favorable schedule this season. They have a lot of easy games where you can easily score seven or more touchdowns in. So, we'll see.
Who'd you get on your bench?
On my bench, I got D'Angelo Williams. I originally was going to start him, but he has that terrible matchup this week against the Seahawks. Don't want anything to do with that. Got Chris Givens as a wide receiver backup. I got Brandon Pettigrew, tight end position. Golden Tate, the wide receiver position. And I took real late. I took Justin Blackmon. I got him real late. I believe I got him like very, very towards the end of the the end of the draft, and that's good value. He's going to be out for, I believe, the first six games, but when he comes back, like he did last year, he's going to be the number one receiver there, and he's actually a very, very good receiver, so I'll stash him away till later on, and hopefully later on I can use him again in the playoffs. And then I also took Josh Freeman as a backup for the 1 week that I don't start Drew Brees. And even if Drew Brees goes down, you know, God forbid he does, I can use Josh Freeman, who in real football doesn't look that good. Fantasy football scores a lot, had a lot of double-digit games last season. And then I also took, just on the fly, I took
And who in real life looks like a five-year-old Michael Jackson head on top of a football player's body.
It's very true. And then I also went after, just for, you know, hopes that he does real good, excuse me, Aaron Dobson from the New England Patriots.
Okay.
So I heard a lot of good things about him, but then I believe on the depth chart he got surpassed by someone. So hopefully he'll step it up and he'll be a good receiver.
So that's our fantasy teams. That's a little quick recap of the draft that we did. 12-team league, ESPN, standard scoring, pretty much standard, you know, everything across the board. No two quarterbacks, no, you know, PPR, nothing like that. That's pretty much where we base our rankings and where we base everything that we talk about here. I really don't understand the two quarterback leagues.
I'm actually in a two quarterback PPR league, and I was doing a draft and I had no clue it was two quarterbacks until a minute before the draft. And
can you tell me what in the shit is the meaning of a two quarterback fantasy league?
I honestly don't understand a two quarterback fantasy league. I don't like PPR leagues, but I understand that a lot more than I understand a two quarterback league, because realistically you're not starting two quarterbacks in the game, so I don't get it, but whatever. It's a free league for me to join. It's a work league.
I know the whole point the whole point of fantasy is that it's not reality, but I like my fantasy scoring and everything and set up to be as close as to the real game as possible. I like, you know, have, you know, you got your two running backs. A lot of teams are doing that, you know, two wide receivers, you know, tight end, you know, two tight ends, whatever, flex.
The one thing I do like about the league is they do have the tight end and the flex. And I, you know, I'm a big fan of that, considering how you can just, perfect example, last night, you have a tight end like that who scores and you pick up someone like a Jimmy Graham, you're going to want to start both of them, so.
That's big points. That's true. So, yeah, I mean, pretty good game last night. There was a delay at the beginning for some thunderstorms and stuff like that.
Funny note about the delay last night. The delay was the exact amount of time as the delay in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And Ray Lewis was talking about conspiracy. I mean, two delays, same amount of time. It was a little weird there.
Both Ravens.
Yep.
Both exactly. Ravens games.
Exactly. So, weird note about that.
But, you know, one had to do with lights going out in a stadium, and the other had to do with the fucking weather.
Like, So,
there's a little difference if you're talking conspiracy there.
I'm just saying, it's a little weird. The exact same time, it's a little crazy. So,
all right.
But, hey,
anyways, so what else did you take from the game last night?
A couple notes from the game. The big one is Peyton Manning. Obviously, you need to start him. Don't ever question starting him, because clearly...
Well, we know that. Crazy. We know that, Gary.
Hey, well, you know, you never know. Some people might be out there saying, oh, well, Peyton Manning, I have him, but they have another quarterback that has a good matchup, so
well,
you never know.
Well, that person should fucking shoot themselves in the face.
The other note I took is once Jacoby Jones went down in a freak accident last night, he ran into one of his own players and sprained his knee. And when he went down, Marlon Brown got a lot of the looks.
Oh, okay.
From Joe Flacco last night.
That's number 14 with the dreads.
Yep.
You found his name. All right.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out who he was. We couldn't read his dreads last. We couldn't read his name through his dreads last night. So.
I know. We thought that was Gary out there for a minute.
I wish. I'm getting paid then. So, all right. But yeah, he had 65 yards and a touchdown last night. So, I mean, depending on how long Jacoby Jones is going to be out, he might be worth a pickup, considering he did get a lot of looks last night. And a lot of defenses are probably going to be trying to shut down the other wide receiver. Torrey Smith. So,
all right.
And then what we said before, that, you know, no Sean got the start. Do you trust anyone in the backfield of this team at all?
Am I trusting anyone in the Broncos? Not yet. No, I got to see over the first couple, you know, course of the weeks here, what happens.
And besides, you know, I think, though, another thing we can take from this game is that we didn't really see much on the offensively from the Ravens.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't even gauge anyone on their team because they really didn't do much.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't any big plays. Ray Rice had, you know, pretty average night. Nothing really big came of it, so.
This is true. So, we got to see more of the Broncos' run game and the the Ravens' run game also, because you know, we don't know if Bernard Pierce is going to get more involved. And I think Broncos, it's obvious, is going to be a passing team all year. And they don't really, you know, other than pacing of the game, have the need to sit there and run the ball, because they're just going to run up the score. And then maybe we'll see at the end, you know, once we get some garbage time carries and stuff like that. But I don't think you want to start any running back hoping for some garbage time runs and touchdowns. So stay away from those right now.
Another note from the Ravens. Pitta is trying to come back, he says, week 9. So is he even worth grabbing now, or should you just wait? Because when he is there, we do know how good he is.
I wouldn't even touch Pitta right now, because we don't know how he's going to play when he's back. And I'd be, you know, putting my waivers in for the guy like Julius Thomas, someone's, you know, up and coming, than worrying about Pitta. Because, I mean, was he really that, all that great last
year? Better than, you know, majority of the tight ends. He was a little consistent, a lot more consistent than a few tight ends. But, I mean, like you said, he's coming off of injury. It's so late in the season as well. But, you know, figured I'd throw that out there since we are talking about the Ravens.
Well, we'll see how Baltimore plays in the next couple of weeks before you even consider a move like that for your fantasy team. All right. I'm going to play a little game with you here now, Gary.
You like playing these games. So
yeah, yes, yes. And the viewers, well, not the viewers, the listeners, should I say, they love it too. We've been getting some good feedback from the people out there. Some from friends and some from people we don't know. So thank you guys for listening, and keep listening.
Thanks, guys.
And really this nice one here is called Play or Pass.
Play or Pass.
Okay, hold on, man.
Yeah, that's what I do. All right, so I'm going to give you some names here, Gary. And you tell me, for week 1, are you playing them or are you passing on them? The first guy is Eddie Lacy, running back, Green Bay Packers. He's playing the 49ers this week. You playing him or are you passing on him?
I'm passing on him.
All right.
49ers D is a very, very good D, and I don't think that the Packers are going to, you know, the way their offense runs, it's big plays down the field. It's not so much running. I mean, maybe a goal line, but then again, you're going up against that very tough, stout 49ers defense, and I just don't trust him. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be passing the ball a lot more than he's going to be passing, than he's going to be handing the ball off. So, no for Eddie Lacy. I pass.
All right. You're passing on him. Eli Manning, Sunday night against the Dallas Cowboys. He's probably a lot of people's starter at quarterback. So, are you playing him or are you passing him?
I am playing Eli. If you look at the games that Eli has had in the new Cowboys stadium, he owns them in that stadium. And every single game that he has with the Cowboys ends up being a shootout.
Actually, if you look at Eli's numbers over the past couple of games against the Cowboys, not good.
Really?
Not good against the past couple of games against the Cowboys. I think he's, I forget, something like one touchdown in both games last year.
So how is it such a blowout?
I don't know.
Every game is a blowout both ways. So, I mean,
I don't know.
I guess I'm wrong. The scores are always high. You know,
Gary's saying play him. I'm saying pass on him. That's my pass on him. Even though I'm a Giants fan, you know, I want to see him go out there and kill it. But I think I'm passing on Eli this week. But I also think a guy you want to play is David Wilson.
Yeah,
so I think he's gonna have a big game.
Yeah, he's the number one starter there. Mm-hmm. Once Andre Brown went down, so now he's gonna have a big workload. Yeah, so he's going to see a lot of touches because the Giants do like to run the ball to open up the play action. And he did look all right in preseason, so he's going to get the full load, and we'll see how good he is.
All right, Cam Newton, we'll stick with quarterbacks here. Cam Newton, you know, he can make plays on his feet. He puts up a lot of fantasy points, but he's going against a tough Seahawks defense at home for week 1. Are you playing him or are you passing on him?
It's hard to pass on Cam Newton because he's so explosive. And like I said, garbage time touchdowns, but I mean, I'm going to have to pass.
Really?
Yeah.
He's on a lot of people's boards as being a number one QB projection this week.
That Seahawks defense is ridiculous. They are very, very good. They're good at corner. They're good at stopping the run. They're good at all around. So, I mean, I can understand why he's number one on a lot of people's boards, but I personally, you know. But then again, a lot of you are going to get him early. If you're going to take him early, a lot of people have been taking him the second round as their starting quarterback. So, you know, if you take someone that early, you're going to have to start him. But I personally would pass considering how tough that defense is.
All right. We're looking at either Chris Ivory or Bilal Powell. Are you playing either of these guys, or are you passing on them? They're going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. You playing or passing on these guys? Any of the Jets running backs this week?
I like the Tampa Bay defense a lot this week because of how bad the offense is on the Jets. But if you had to play one of them, you had to go with Powell. He looks good. He looks like the only person, like I said last week, he's the only person that can score, I think, on that team. Mm-hmm. So if you have to start him, I would start him over Ivory. Like I said, I don't like either one of them. I wish I could pass on both of them. I would pass on both of them, but someone's going to have to score on that team, and if it's anyone, you're going to have to go with Powell.
All right. Shane Vereen against Buffalo. I'm saying his name because Stephen Ridley is there. He's going to get carries. But Shane Vereen does make plays in the passing game. Are you playing him or you're passing on him? You think Ridley's going to have the whole load, or you think he's going to contribute as well?
I'm playing him because I just see this being a blowout. Patriots, like I said, if you have any Patriots players that are starting, I'm playing all of them against Buffalo. Because the Patriots are too explosive, and once the score gets up, you know he's going to get some carries. It's going to be one of those games where they score a lot early, and then they're going to run the ball. And then they're going to somehow pass again because Belichick's a dick like that and likes to pass the ball when he's up a lot. So, you know, I'm playing all Patriots.
All right. He's got Patriots all in against
Patriot
the Bills.
Patriot games.
Patriot games is right. All right. Ryan Matthews, San Diego running back. He's playing the Houston Texans on the second of the doubleheader on Monday night. You playing him or are you passing on him this
passing.
Week?
I don't like Ryan Matthews at all.
Oh, okay.
At all. He does not, I don't think he looks good. And then plus you're going against the Texans defense, who is, they are amazing. They are one of the best defenses out there. They got J.J. Watt back. They just gave him a nice brand new contract. I think it's just, you know, it's going to be such a one-sided game. I don't even want to start him. I actually like Woodhead. Like I said, I think Woodhead is going to look a lot better running than Matthews because we haven't seen much out of Matthews
the
past few years. So.
All right. Chris Johnson, he obviously is a good running back. He's quick, you know, and a lot of people drafted him. He's going against the Steelers defense here. You playing him this week? You passing on him?
Playing him because Chris Johnson is one of those players that, yeah, he's hot and he's cold, but you just can't ever count him out. You have to play him, I feel like, every week. It can be the number one defense you got to play him because he's just at one play away from scoring you a touchdown. And very similar to like what I said about the Jets, someone's going to have to score on that team, and most likely it's going to be Chris Johnson.
All right. Let's move into wide receivers here. Roddy White is obviously a talented receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. He's listed as questionable, and he's going against the New Orleans Saints. We expect both players in both of these teams to have big games. It's always a shootout when the Falcons play the Saints. So if you got Falcons, you got Saints. We suggest, you know, starting them all. But This is where this gets tricky. He's questionable. They do have Julio Jones. Roddy White, are you playing him or are you passing on him this week?
I'm playing him because even if he is injured and he's questionable, most likely the defense that they're playing against is going to know that. And they're not going to be too worried about him. And they're going to try to cover up. Stop the run game and cover up Julio, which leaves Roddy White wide open for touchdowns. I'm starting Roddy White. Just like you said, you got to play all the players on both teams because every time these teams play, very similar to the Giants and the Cowboys, the games are high scoring. So I would play Roddy White. You can't bench him. He's too good.
All right, Mike Wallace, Miami Dolphins wide receiver. They spent a lot of money getting him there. You hear a lot of things about, you know, what they expect from him. But I'm not really buying into him too much. He's got this week, he's up against the Cleveland Browns, which, if you remember last week, were a defense that I think they're going to look good this year. That's what I'm saying. So for me, I'm passing on Mike Wallace. You playing him or passing him this
week? I'll pass on him as well for the same reason you said.
A lot of people aren't going to. They have no other options. They're obviously going to start this guy. But I don't know.
I see him being double covered. That's like one of their main weapons, if not their only weapon. And I see him being double covered a lot.
I see
a lot of openings.
I see a 40-yard, 50-yard type game out of this guy.
Agreed.
And obviously not something you want to see out of one of your star wide receivers. That's, you know, pretty much I don't see.
I got a player pass for you.
All right.
Santonio Holmes, who says he's coming back to play Monday. Or is it Monday, Sunday? Sorry, excuse me, Sunday.
And what I say to you in return is who is throwing the goddamn ball to him.
Well, they decided they're going to start Geno this week, but as far as after this week, they have not been committed to him. So, are you playing or are you passing?
I mean, they picked up, you know, Brady Quinn, so maybe I should play Santonio Holmes, right?
They're, I don't know, the Jets are just a mess, but...
I don't understand. You got Vince Young, who gets cut by the Green Bay Packers, who has some flashes in a preseason.
And the only reason why they cut him was because he didn't get there on time. Not because of his playing, because he played very well, but because he didn't get to camp on time. That's the only reason why they cut him.
All right, well, we know the New York Jets don't give a shit about that, the way their locker room is. And why would you go and pick up a guy like Brady Quinn when you can pick up a guy like Vince Young with starter potential, with fantasy potential, if he gets in there and he shows some things? He can actually, you know, he can get the ball out to the receivers. Who they got starting? Geno Smith in week
one? Because the way I look at it is this. The Jets pick up a player like him because they have no... They have no plans of starting him. He has no real shot of being the starter. Vince Young gets there. They know he's going to have a shot at being a starter. They gave Sanchez a lot of money. They are invested in Geno. So you bring in someone as a backup in case anything goes wrong. So we know Sanchez is out week one. You bring a guy like Brady Quinn as a backup in case something happens on that initial first game, first or second game, however long that Sanchez is out before you have a real backup that you're committed to. But it's all about money. It's all about who they have invested. They're not going to bring in someone like Vince Young who can easily come in there, maybe win you a couple games, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of hype on him, and then why'd you waste a pick on this guy, and why'd you give Sanchez that much money? It's
you're
all
not,
politics.
You know, wasting a pick on who? Geno?
On Geno.
Yeah, all right.
So
that's true. That is true. You can't bring in a guy like Vince Young because they just drafted Geno Smith.
And they have a lot of money invested.
And there's a lot of money in Sanchez. So, basically, the Jets are in a funny situation right now, and to answer your player pass for Santonio Holmes, I'm passing on this guy. I mean, what's he gonna contribute to your team? I mean, there's many guys that are on my bench that I will play over Santonio Holmes. Then they're on my bench. So, there you go. We'll move to tight ends now. We'll grab a couple tight ends, pass or play, if you're on the fence about them. One, Jordan Cameron. You might be on the fence because, yes, he had flashes in a preseason, but he is new. This is the regular season now, and is he going to contribute? He's playing the Miami Dolphins at home. Is he going to contribute?
Yes.
You want to play him?
I am playing
this
Jordan
early
Cameron
in the year.
I am playing Jordan Cameron because he's going to be a special tight end. I feel he's going to be a very special tight end. He worked with, I believe, the same coach. I read somewhere, the same coach as Vernon Davis. And the same coach who also worked with Antonio Gates. And obviously, you know, both those guys are very good tight ends. Now they're working with Jordan Cameron. And like you saw in preseason, he looked very good in the red zone. The quarterback looked good passing to him. I'm going all in with Jordan Cameron. I'm
all right.
Playing.
Pass or play, JerMichael Finley, Green Bay tight end. He's had some good years, but as of late, he hasn't been the same tight end that he once was. He's going up against San Francisco 49ers defense. You playing him or you passing on him if you got him on your team?
Passing. There's so many options. Like, unless you're like, you know, a Randall Cobb or you're one of the three wide receivers on there, I feel, you know, I just don't see him getting the ball that much because you're going to look to, you know, one of the three wide receivers or even they're going to run the ball. So I would pass on him.
All right. So you think they're going to run the ball against that Niners D?
I'm saying, you know, if they get into the red zone, they're, you know, they're going to try to punch it in, but I just don't see much for the tight end.
I don't see much for him either. The Packers will score a lot of points, probably go to Cobb. I think, personally, not just because I have him, I think Lacy will get at least one goal line carry, maybe get in for one score. Maybe not get a whole lot of yards, but get a couple goal line scores. All right, so we'll move on to some defenses here. You know, we'll go with the Bears D at Cincinnati. Actually, home against Cincinnati. The Bears D is obviously a popular defense, but do you think they're worthy of starting this week against Cincinnati? Who does have AJ Green? They got the emergence of Bernard now. What do you think about you playing or passing Bears D this week?
That's a tough one. I'm gonna play them. They're too good of a D to not, you know, you rather roll a dice with a D that's good than roll a dice with a D that's not that good, that has a good matchup. I'd play the Bears. Cincinnati's a good offense. They're very, you know, they're gonna score, but the Bears are very good at taking the ball away. So I can see a couple picks, a couple sacks. I think they'll give you enough points, so I'll start the Bears D.
All right.
I'm playing them.
All right. 49ers D against Green Bay. Playing or passing them?
That's even harder. I guess you got to play them. I'd play them.
All right.
You know, I mean, like, yeah, they're high power offense, but the defense is so good that
this is true.
They're going to get, you know.
They are home as well, so that should count for maybe a little something.
So, yeah, I would I'd definitely play them.
All right. All right, so now I guess we'll take this time to run through all the games, and we'll let you guys out there know. We'll basically run through the positions for each game and give you perspective on what we think about each guy in each game. And that should, you know, cover a lot of bases for you guys because everyone has different players. We talked already about Baltimore and Denver, gave you our perspective moving forward with those guys, who to pick up. So we'll start with New England Patriots, Buffalo Bills, Sunday 1 o'clock. I guess we'll take a team for each game.
Sounds good.
All right. I'll take the Patriots here. Tom Brady is going to have, like I said, I was big on him in the last podcast. He's going to have, one of the biggest, games of the week for a quarterback. I think he'll light up the Buffalo Bills pretty good. So obviously, he's going to have a great game. Running back position, I think Ridley's probably going to score. I think he's going to get a bunch of yards and maybe a touchdown or two. So I think he's going to score from between maybe 10 to 15 points, Ridley. And then I think Shane Vereen is probably going to, you know, rack up some receiving yards and have some carries as well. So I think him probably, you know, about 10 points as well. And I don't see a big game for many of his wide receiver or tight end, you know, Sudfield. Might have a good game.
I think he's going to have a good game.
He'll have a good game.
It's going to be his coming out game, I think.
But I think most of, and maybe, you know, is Amendola playing?
Yeah, Amendola is actually injured.
He's injured.
But he's going to play.
He's going to play.
So, yeah.
So I think between Amendola, Sudfield, and the two running backs is where we're going to see most of the production from the Patriots from a fantasy standpoint.
I also think you might be surprising maybe one of the rookie wide receivers they have might score maybe once or twice. Because they're very high on both rookies that they do have. So,
all right. Well, give us a fantasy perspective for the Bills.
The Bills, I don't see much. I see this being a game that they run away with. But I say if you're going to have to start anyone, you got to roll with C.J. Spiller right off the bat. And I was very high on...
he's a top five fantasy pick, so I'm sure he'll be started.
You need to start him across the board. And don't be surprised if E.J. Manuel creeps up and gets a couple rushing touchdowns, a couple rushing yards. Okay. I think he might do, you know, I think it's going to be in garbage time, but fantasy-wise, doesn't matter. It's scoring. So, you know, I see E.J. Manuel and C.J. Spiller. Outside of that, I don't see much. You know what I mean? The wide receivers have been talking a lot of trash and no one can cover them.
Huh.
I think they're going to be surprised about that when they do get covered. And Chandler's coming off an injury, so.
New England is not a bad defense as well. Keep that in mind. They're not as bad as they were previous years.
Yep.
They're a pretty strong unit. Seattle Seahawks, Carolina Panthers, Sunday at 1. Who you want to take there?
I'll take the Panthers.
All right, go ahead.
Very similar to the Buffalo Bills. I don't see much from them, but, you know, you got to roll with Cam Newton, obviously. Steve Smith against these corners, I don't see much happening there. I think the person that scores a lot is going to be Cam. I actually have D'Angelo Williams on my team, and I'm benching him. I don't see him getting a lot of yards, but the person, if you have to start anyone that's on the Carolina Panthers, has got to be Cam Newton. I see it being very similar to what I said about the Buffalo in garbage time. He's going to get a lot of yards, probably. He might even bust out a big run or, you know, slip one up past him and score a touchdown. But besides that, I don't see much out of this offense.
I think you keep Steve Smith in here.
Those corners?
Yeah. Steve Smith is who he is for a reason. They have great corners, but I think he's going to bust one. And I think that one.
Bust what?
He's gonna bust a move. He's gonna have a good. He's gonna have a big play.
Okay.
So Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson is my quarterback in fantasy. Obviously, I'm hoping he does really well, and I think he will. Gary had the Carolina Panthers defense as one of his sleeper defenses, but I think an offense like the Seahawks will, be able to penetrate that D pretty good. Penetrate.
That's what she said.
Penetrate the D pretty good.
Yeah, and my thing with the Seahawks is I'm not really looking too much at, with the exception of Marshawn Lynch, I'm looking more on their defense being the bigger factor in the game.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We see maybe a defensive touchdown from the Seahawks this weekend. I see Russell Wilson having some pretty good yards through the air and maybe at least probably about one rushing touchdown I see him having.
Marshawn Lynch, though.
Marshawn Lynch obviously is a beast. You start him, he's your stud. a player, you start him no matter what. And maybe, you know, back and forth, maybe about 5 points to 8 points each for Sidney Rice and Golden Tate, those guys. You know, maybe one will have 8 points, one will have six. That's what I see for those guys. The 8 points, maybe a touchdown and, like, you know, 20, 30 yards, something like that.
Kick return also. Special teams.
Special teams.
Because they you know, I think all around that defense, special teams is going to be, I think they're very special.
So that's where we see things going for that game.
I also start Seahawks D.
Seahawks D.
What I'm saying. Start them.
Yeah, we just said they would have about at least one return.
Yeah.
All right. Cincinnati Bengals, Chicago Bears.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Go ahead.
I think Cincinnati, I'm very high on Giovanni Bernard. I think he's going to be very well. Granted, you know, he's probably not going to start, but I think that he will. Well, he's very good on the screens. Also, A.J. Green, you cannot bench A.J. Green. He's, you know, top three wide receivers in the game. And Andy Dalton, I think you could start Andy Dalton. You know, even though the Bears defense is very good, he is passing to A.J. Green. And I see Tyler Eifert also in the end zone. So there are a lot of weapons there in Cincinnati. I would start them. As far as their defense, they're a very good defense. Cutler has been known to throw picks. So I would roll the dice with them as well.
Okay. Who do I got? The Chicago Bears here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brandon Marshall, like you know, if you listened last week, is, you know, Jay Cutler's best friend. So he's going to get a lot of looks. He's going to get, I'm going to say, Brandon Marshall. I say tomorrow, nothing that crazy because the Bengals do have a solid D. I say he's got like 80 yards and a touchdown.
Quick note about Brandon Marshall. He was injured the week before. Apparently, he's 100% healthy now.
Okay.
So, he says he feels great. So, and actually, in our league, he fell very far.
He did. He's another one player that sat up there. And if I hadn't just taken Julio Jones and Jimmy Graham, I would have taken him. But I needed to jump back to the running back position because it is so thin. But, you know, that's a great pickup. Brandon Marshall, he's gonna have a big year. I think I like the Bengals D, though, this year. So, I think he'll have like a 12-point game, which is moderate for Marshall because he's going to have some 25-point games this season, definitely.
Agreed.
So other than him, I think Forte will have a decent game on the ground. You know, I'm thinking maybe 10, 15 points for Forte. And, you know, Michael Bush might even vulture a touchdown away from him. That's why I'm only giving him 10 to 15 points. He's not great in the goal line, Forte. Over the years, he's not been great in the goal line. So, Martellus Bennett, I think it's going to take a few weeks for him to get involved in this offense. I know I'll say that, and they'll probably score in the first drive of, you know, the game. But what we know right now, they're not having great chemistry yet. So there's your starters. I think that should be put in for the Bears. And I think their defense will be pretty good, pretty decent. All right, Miami Dolphins, Cleveland Browns. Who do you want?
I'll take Cleveland.
All right, give us the lowdown.
Trent Richardson, starting him. As far as Cleveland, I think Trent Richardson and Jordan Cameron.
Okay. James Cameron.
Is
that the director of fucking Titanic?
Yeah, I guess so. You're the movie guy. So
all right.
You're telling me.
Well, in that case, start James Cameron and don't start fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Because he dies at the end.
No.
Spoilers.
Start Jordan Cameron because I think he's gonna have a big game like we touched on earlier. He's I think he's gonna be a special tight end. And like I said, Trent Richardson. Outside of that, I think that's about it. I'm going to start. Maybe the defense is a sleeper. Rob's real high on him. But I think just those two I would really go with.
All right. So that leaves me with the Dolphins for this game. Tannehill, I'm not buying Tannehill yet. I know a lot of people have them on their sleepers list, but I'm not seeing it. So I'm saying you probably stay away from him week one. Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas, that's also a situation that's a little confusing. We don't really know what's going to happen in the backfield there. So I'm not really advising. I mean, I guess Lamar Miller, if I have to give you somebody in that team to go with. But, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really
They're going to score points. I don't know. I feel
maybe
like
Hartline, you know.
I feel like the Dolphins are going to be a team this weekend where somebody shines that we don't really know about right now. Or that we're not high on, someone's gonna come out of nowhere and, you know, have a good game.
It might be Hartline.
It might be him. So
in a PPR league, he's a monster. So.
But as of right now, we can't go ahead in the future and say who it's gonna be. But
isn't that what we're doing though?
Yes, but we're using our, you know, football knowledge, Gary, and fantasy knowledge to give an estimated guess here. No one really, no one really knows, you know, can predict the fucking future here, you know? All right, so our next game, moving on, moving on. We got the Minnesota Vikings and Detroit Lions here. Who do you want on that one, Gary?
Let me take Minnesota.
Okay.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson. That's all I'm saying. I don't, outside of that, that's all they're going to do.
Greg Jennings isn't your big sleeper this week?
No.
Okay.
I don't really like Greg Jennings too much, man.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I just don't see him getting the ball. He's a different player than a Percy Harvin. Percy Harvin can line up anywhere and he can get the ball. He's just a completely different player.
Yeah.
And like I said, Adrian Peterson, because that's all you're going to see all day. He's all day for a reason. All
right, Detroit Lions, you're starting Calvin Johnson. He's going to have a big game. I think he's going to have like a 22-25-point game. Matthew Stafford, I guess, is a good start. I think he's good for a pick or two, but I still think he's going to come in there and make up for it with around, 18 to 20 points as well. Reggie Bush, well, I think he's going to have a moderate game for his first game. I don't think he's going to have a big breakout game. I see maybe like 10, 12 points for Reggie Bush this weekend. Aside from that, Pettigrew,
no.
6-8 points maybe.
He does have good games against the Minnesota Vikings, but like you said, they're 6 or 8 points, and you know,
yeah,
he's one of those tight ends that you rotate.
I mean, 6 to 8 is not bad for a tight end. Unless you have the top three tight ends, you're looking at a 6 to 8 point game.
Yeah,
usually. So, all right, moving on, we'll go to Oakland Raiders, Indianapolis Colts. I'll take the Colts on this one. I think you want to start Andrew Luck. I think he was actually one of your big starts of the week, wasn't he?
He is my start of the week.
Okay,
the whole week. That I just don't like anything on the Raiders at all, and I think Andrew Luck's going to have a big game, which is unfortunate because I have to play him this week in fantasy, but go figure.
Okay. Ahmad Bradshaw and Vic Ballard, I'm not sure how they're going to distribute the carries yet. Just like the Broncos, they can say whatever they want about who's starting, but we're yet to see who's going to be actually carrying the load there. So I see both of those guys maybe having a 5-7 point game as well. I don't really know. I mean, Bradshaw could explode because he's a tough... You know, he's a tough runner.
I hope he does.
And I don't know, but I'm not really seeing much there. I think the Colts D is a good start here.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders are good for a couple turnovers. And even though I'm saying that, and you're going to take the Raiders right now, and obviously Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne's going to put up about a 15-point game. I see him out of him.
T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton will have like 10 points, I think. That's where I'm seeing T.Y. Hilton about 10.
And you know what?
Reggie Wayne about 15.
No one really talked about Darius Hayward Bay.
Okay.
Playing his old team. Looks real good. He's a third wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You might be a big game out of him against his old team.
All right. I got a sleeper for the Raiders here. I think Terrell Pryor.
That's who's my only pick I was going to take is Terrell Pryor.
All right. So that's it. That's all you're starting for Oakland. Denarius Moore?
No.
No.
I think it's going to be on his feet. He's going to be running. He's going to, like, I don't like McFadden. Obviously, that's the one person they're going to try to stop to begin with.
All right.
And let Terrell Pryor do his thing. I think, like I said, garbage time. He's going to be running. And then... You never know. He might bust off a big run in the middle of the game, but I think Terrell Pryor is your only real option there because there's not much film on him. And if the last year shows anything, rookie quarterbacks somehow come in the league ready to play and ready to go.
All right. Chiefs and Jaguars. I'll take the Chiefs because my first pick was Jamal Charles. You obviously start him. I think Alex Smith is a good play for this game. I don't know how good he's going to be all year, but against the Jaguars D, I think he is a pretty solid play. And I like Dwayne Bowe here. Those three guys I'm liking. And the Chiefs D, I'm pretty set on too for this week.
I don't like anyone in this game. I guess obviously if you have Maurice Jones-Drew, you have to start him. Outside of that, I don't really see much offense scoring. I don't like the defense. I don't like anything. But I don't even like Maurice Jones-Drew as a start. But it's Maurice Jones-Drew. You can't bench him. So that's the only thing I would go with.
All right, Falcons and Saints.
this one.
I'll take the Falcons here since I do have Julio Jones. I think you start him. I'm iffy. I'm not as big as you are for Roddy White. I think he's a pass on him this week. I don't know if he's going to have the production. Julio Jones, this is always a shootout game. So you want to, I mean, yeah, you do want to start Roddy White. You want to start all your guys in this game because it's going to be high scoring. It always is with these two teams. So, yeah, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Steven Jackson, I think is going to have a big game. And I think you want to sit your Falcons D. Saints are too good of an offense. And obviously Tony Gonzalez is good for, I don't think he's having a huge game, but maybe, you know, 10, 12 points, something like that. Saints, go ahead.
Saints, starting Drew Brees. He's my starting quarterback. I mentioned it earlier. I love Drew Brees. So Drew Brees, you start Jimmy Graham as well. Outside of that, he passed the ball all over the place. The one person I will say as my sleeper pick, Stills, rookie wide receiver. Looked real good in preseason. They like him a lot. They try to put him a lot in the offense. So I think if there's going to be a sleeper on my team, on the Saints team, I would say Stills. But outside of that, the receivers, Lance Moore, Marcus Colston, they pass the ball to so many different people. Majority of the passes will go to Jimmy Graham.
Sproles
as well, outside the backfield. But I just say Drew Brees is your start here, and as well as Jimmy Graham. Those are two players you just cannot bench.
All right, Jets and Buccaneers. This game has picks for the Buccaneers written all over it, I think, from a fantasy perspective. I'll take Tampa. I think you're going with the Buccaneers D.
Yeah.
I think you're going with Doug Martin here. I'm not sold on Josh Freeman. Gary is, so Gary's probably going to say to start him this week.
He's a good backup, but fantasy-wise, if you look at his numbers last year, they were very good.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously, you know, I wouldn't pick him to be my starting quarterback in a real football game, but fantasy, yeah.
Okay. So little baby Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, Josh Freeman, Gary says to start him. I don't know. I don't think he's going to be that great. But anyways, so that's my start for the Buccaneers. I think Vincent Jackson, 10 points, something like that. Nothing huge. And who you got for the New York Jets here? You got anybody for New York Jets?
Like I said earlier, if you have to start anyone, it's Powell. And that's it. I really don't.
And if Santonio Holmes plays, you're not trusting anything out of him.
He tear his ACL last year?
All right.
And he's coming back.
He's got Geno Smith throwing to him.
I don't trust it. And like I said, outside of week one, they don't even want to keep Geno Smith. And Rex Ryan said he's not even committed to him. So, you know, if you got to start a Jet, it's Powell, and that's it.
All right. Pittsburgh Steelers, Tennessee Titans. Who you want there?
I'll take the Titans.
All right, go ahead.
Chris Johnson, that's about it. Maybe Nate Washington, I heard he's back, and he's been looking real good in practice. But, you know, I wouldn't start him because the majority of the time you're going to have better wide receivers anyway. You're going to end up taking Nate Washington later in the draft. But I stick to Chris Johnson. You know, I think Chris Johnson is one of those players you just cannot bench. Regardless of what matchup he has, because he does have that potential of breaking out and being the Chris Johnson of old. So Chris Johnson's the only one I see on this side.
All right, Pittsburgh Steelers. If you have Isaac Redman, I say this is the week to play him because I think Le'Veon Bell should probably be back as early as next week, possibly. So if you got Redman right now, I think this is the one week. If you're going to start him, you start him. He's going to put up production against this Titans D, which I don't think is going to be that good this year. Ben Roethlisberger is a good play this week, I think, because of the Titans D. I don't think he's someone I would start every week. Outside of that, I mean, who's catching balls in Pittsburgh Brown. These days? Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
All right, so he's worth a couple looks,
And Heath Miller's injured, too, and Heath Miller was one of his favorite targets, so he's doubtful for the game, so.
They're going to run the ball out this week, I think, the Steelers. So if you have him, that's him or Roethlisberger's and the Steelers' D. Those are my plays. Titans, Jake Locker is still pretty young, pretty new to the game. He's good for a couple turnovers. He's got to be good for a couple turnovers. And, at any time, a turnover can end up in a defensive touchdown, which is going to bring you big points. So Steelers' D is another play of mine also. Moving on to the Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers. Sunday, 4:25 p.m. I'll take the Niners here. Kaepernick, I didn't get to snatch him in our draft. I was kind of upset about that. I think he's going to have a big game. The Packers has a solid D, but I don't think solid enough to keep up with Kaepernick. So he's going to have a big game. Frank Gore will have a decent game. I would start those two guys. Obviously, you're going to start both those guys if you have them. And 49ers D, I'm passing on them this week. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's the Packers. Yes, they're a great D, but I think they're going to give you minimal points. I think I would roll the dice on a sleeper D rather than play against guys like Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning, but that's just my strategy. Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers, that's 100% you're starting him. As far as the running backs, like we said, I wouldn't start the running back. I don't like Lacy in this game. Wide receivers, I don't really like Jordy Nelson in this game. He didn't get any play. He didn't get any play in the preseason due to injury. He's coming back. I actually like James Jones in this game. James Jones, when he played him last year, had two touchdowns against him. Okay. We do know that he likes James Jones. James Jones is the multiple touchdown per game player. I would go with James Jones in the red zone. I don't like Finley, and I guess I would also go with Randall Cobb. So Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, and James Jones are
the
players.
Did you mention Jimmy Graham for the Saints?
Yes, I did mention Jimmy Graham for the Saints.
Okay,
I
just said making sure.
The only players that start are Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees, really.
All right, just making sure. What about Ingram for that game?
No.
Okay. Sproles. You started.
I said Sproles too.
All right. Now back to the list here. Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Rams, Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. I'll take the Rams here. I'm high on Darrell Richardson. I think with Steven Jackson gone, he's going to get a bulk of the work, and I think he's a talented athlete. So I say start him this week. Put him in the game. Cardinals defense is pretty solid. So I mean, if you don't get big production out of Richardson, don't be scared. He's going to have a good year. Sam Bradford's going to have a decent game. I think you start him if you have to.
I actually think this is going to be the coming out party for those receivers he has, man.
Givens and Austin?
Yes.
All right.
I think this game is going to be them just going crazy.
If I had to pick one, I would say I think Givens is going to have a better game than Austin. Austin is still wet behind the ears, as they say.
But they say every time he gets the ball, he's explosive. They're gonna try to get him the ball.
All right. So. And once again, don't underestimate Cardinals D when you're thinking about your Rams. And don't also
Rams D.
Rams D also. So I would say those are my, and Rams D I'll add to that list of people
tied
to
with
start.
The most sacks.
Who's that?
The Rams D.
Okay, so there you go. I think that was one of our sleepers also, if you go back to last week. Who you got for the Cardinals? What's your perspective here?
I like Carson Palmer, and I like Larry Fitzgerald this season. Not particularly in this game. I think that Rams D is for real. Like I said, they tied with the most sacks last season. I just see this as being a Rams. The Rams are just going to win this game. Outside of Larry Fitzgerald, who's being just a special player, I see Larry Fitzgerald as being the real only player. Maybe the defense, but I personally feel like this is going to be the Rams game. This is just going to be them showing people that they're actually for real now. So.
All right. So next, big Sunday night showdown in Dallas. Two heated rivals, New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys. What team you want to pick here, Gary?
You know what I want.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about the Giants.
Like I said, both their games are always, every time they play the Cowboys, it's always, you know, a high-scoring game. I like Hakeem Nicks in this game. I like Hakeem Nicks all season. It's a contract year. I think he's healthy. He said he feels good. So I think Hakeem Nicks is a big game. And I also like David Wilson.
Okay. What about Cruz?
Cruz, I guess I like both wide receivers on the Giants. Like, I have faith that Eli is going to get the ball to those guys. And I also like, but the thing about Eli is I don't like Eli in the game specifically because I know he's going to get a couple turnovers. It always happens with this team and vice versa with, like, you know, the Cowboys are the Giants are going to get turnovers from them. So I would go with the receivers getting, you know, touchdowns, as well as David Wilson. So that's what I like as far as the Giants.
Eli Manning, I don't know about this game. One touchdown, Gary. Both games last year, Giants-Cowboys combined for one touchdown passing, Eli Manning. I don't like that, thinking about this game this Sunday. But anyways, that being said, the Cowboys, I think Tony Romo is also going to have a couple turnovers. I can see him getting picked off maybe once or twice, maybe a fumbled snap, something stupid, you know, to make Tony Romo look stupid like he usually does sometimes. So I can see that happening, but I could also see him getting that ball out to Jason Witten a whole lot. So I think those two are plays, big plays.
Can I tell you something that I read earlier today about Tony Romo?
Sure.
Averages over 300 yards playing the Giants.
Okay, like I just said, he's definitely a start. So,
yeah.
And I'd say Dez Bryant will probably have at least one big play because he tends to do it. He does tend to do it.
How do you feel about Murray?
I'm not big on Murray. I don't see him finding many holes. I don't know. Depends on how the Giants' run defense looks this year.
I don't like either defense in this game either.
No, neither do I.
So,
Moving on. Philadelphia Eagles, Washington Redskins. This is another Saints-Falcons type game where you're putting all your guys in because this is going to be another shootout game. I'll pick the Redskins. RG3, I don't think he is playing when he says he's ready. And I think he's going to come out and he's going to, you know, light it up on the ground, passing, and all that. So I'm saying you start him, you start Alfred Morris, you start Pierre Garçon, you don't start the defense. And, yeah, that's, I think, and I think another sleeper in this game to watch out for, because a lot of people aren't talking about him, Fred Davis, tight end, Redskins. I think he's going to develop some more chemistry with RG3, and I think he's going to find the end zone in this game. Eagles.
Yeah. I'm very high on Shady, LeSean McCoy. I have him in my league. Took my first round pick, but besides that, I think he's going to be really good. This Chip Kelly offense, fast paced offense, and I think that he's going to do well as far as also. Excuse me. I believe Michael Vick's going to do very well as well.
Okay. DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson. I don't. Maybe a big touchdown. I'm not really high on the receivers. I think it's going to be more of a run, dump off kind of game, run, quick pass kind of game. Or I see, Michael Vick just picking up points just from little dump offs, a few yards here, and I see Shady McCoy picking up a lot of yards. I don't like the defense, and as crazy as this sounds, I actually think that you might see whatever third wide receiver they have on there. Who's the third wide receiver? Is it Riley Cooper?
I don't know.
I can see him having some value. Because, like I said, I just see it being a quick pass, dump-off little thing where they make a couple of yards here and there, and it eventually adds up to a lot of points for Vic.
How do you feel about Riley Cooper?
Oh, man. I hang out with enough white guys, and I hear worse shit than that, but it happens.
All right. Jesus Christ. Who knew? Anyways, our last game here, Monday night doubleheader, the second of those games. Houston Texans, San Diego Chargers. This is going to be exciting game or boring game.
I always feel like the later games are so boring.
I feel like this is going to be like a snooze fest. I think the Chargers are continue to beat a shitty team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Houston Texans are good.
So which team are you taking?
I'll go with the Chargers because, you know, it's going to be short and sweet. It's going to be nobody, really. I mean, as far as right now, week one, fantasy, any perspective on any guys, Rivers is going to give you a few picks. He might throw a touchdown or two. He's going to give you some picks, though. So, I mean, he's going to have, I don't know, maybe an 8-point game. The Texans have a good defense.
I don't know. I think that if you go with the Chargers, the one person you got to start is Antonio Gates. He's going to be the guy getting the points.
Okay.
So, fantasy perspective-wise, we know how shitty this game's going to be. I think you still go with Antonio Gates.
All right, so maybe just Antonio Gates. Yeah. I don't like Ryan Matthews, and Woodhead may be a sleeper in this game, but hasn't shown anything yet, so I'm not even recommending him yet.
As far as the Texans, I'm starting that defense 100%. Then Arian Foster. Now, the question now is, Arian Foster is going to be limited to his carries, and so is Ben Tate.
Did you just say Ben Tate?
Ben Tate. Oh. I might have said Taint, but Ben Tate.
Gary's got taint on his mind right now.
I feel if you don't have him handcuffed and you're a player who happens to have Arian Foster, you're starting him. You can't ever bench Arian Foster. And I also feel on the flip side, if you're a player that has Ben Tate, you start him as well.
That's my sleeper for this game. I see Ben Tate getting a goal line or two. I see him getting into the end zone, and I see maybe him breaking off a long run. That's all it takes to get 10 points in fantasy. Break off a long run, get a touchdown. You got your 10 points, and 10 points isn't bad for a guy like Ben Tate, who would probably in your flex position if you do have him.
And I also think Andre Johnson will have a real good game. Outside of that...
Texans D?
I said Texans D. That's what I started off with.
All right. Owen Wilson?
Sure, Owen Wilson.
Well, James Cameron was in the other team, so, you know,
yeah. Yeah, Owen Wilson. You start Owen Wilson. No. Owen Daniels. He'll be really well. He'll do well as well. So, yeah, like I said, but the big players, I feel like, you know, both running backs, the defense, and Andre Johnson. So.
All right. I think we've told them enough for this week, Gary. We've gave them a whole lot of insight, pretty much told them what they need to do to get the points on the board, and I even gave them a lot of projection numbers. So we're going to end this podcast.
Before we end it, okay. I want to make a little bet before the season starts.
Oh, we're making a bet.
Yes.
All right.
Since you have Lacey.
Okay.
And I have Bernard.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to have more fantasy impact over the season?
Lacy and Bernard?
Yeah.
I got to go with my guy, Lacy.
And I'm obviously going to go with Giovanni Bernard. So what we'll do is, at the end of the season...
All right.
This will be one of the bets. Well, how about we just do... We'll do a bet every week.
All right. So, we'll do a bet every week. Yeah.
So let's see. I'm going to say Bernard's going to have more points than Lacy this week.
Okay.
Do you feel... Is that the bet you want to go
Bernard,
on? Or do you want to go to the end of...
Who's Bernard playing? The Bears?
Yeah.
No, I say Lacy's going to have more points. So you want to go with that bet for this week?
We'll go for that with the bet this week. And then right.
And the loser has to... What's the loser have to do?
Well, I have a feeling the loser's going to end up buying someone drinks at the bar.
You know what? We're going to have you guys email us suggestions what the loser has to do for this first week bet. So studsandbusts@mail.com, not Gmail, mail.com. I know a few people had some problems with that when they were emailing us. So studsandbusts@mail.com. And give us some suggestions. You have until, do it this weekend, whatever, you know, anytime this weekend, send us an email, let us know, and we're going to come back and follow up after the games on Sunday and Monday night to go over them and everything that happened and address all the silly shit that happened in all the games, things we're glad, things we're not happy about, and all that kind of shit. So we have our first, so the bet is more fantasy points in our league, Eddie Lacy and Bernard week one. That's the first bet?
Agreed.
Okay, and let's end the show with a bold prediction.
All right.
Bold prediction for week one. All right. So fantasy, big bold prediction for week one. What do you got, Gary?
My bold prediction is LeSean McCoy will have over 150 yards rushing.
Wow.
And at least he will have two touchdowns. That's my bold prediction. Yeah.
Okay. Against the Redskins on Monday night. That's your bold prediction?
Yeah. And I think going into week two, he'll be projected as, you know, number one running back for the amount of yards that he has and point and touchdowns.
All right, so my bold prediction is gonna also be for my first round running back. I'm gonna say Jamaal Charles, Gary, rushes for 200 yards against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday.
200 yards?
200 yards on
I
the ground.
I can see that. I had Jamaal last year.
Okay,
Jamaal Charles
last all-purpose year. Yards. 200 okay. all-purpose
That's
yards.
Fine. That's okay, fine.
Those are both bold predictions. It's not easy to do for any player, you know. So. Actually, we'll do one more thing here. We'll do upset of the week.
I think the upset of the week is Aaron Hernandez saying that he's innocent.
Okay. That's not exactly what I was talking about here, Gary. But we'll pick one team that, you know, not necessarily fantasy-wise, but we'll just do an upset of the week for... Because, you know, a guy can have a great fantasy day and his team can still lose.
Yeah.
So we'll do an upset of the week every week. For week one, my upset of the week... You might think this is crazy, but this is the whole point. I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to go into Carolina and get beaten by the Panthers week one. I think it'll be a close game, but traveling all the way across the country, the Panthers D has shown good things in the preseason. I think they could get it done. If I had to pick an upset, I think that would be it. What about you?
All right. You know, we spoke earlier about him, the team, the Raiders game. You know, fantasy-wise, I didn't see much out of him, but I feel like if there's going to be an upset, it'll be the week where everyone goes crazy and says Terrell Pryor is the real thing. So I'm going to pick the upset of the week.
Oakland Raiders over the Colts.
Over the Colts.
Even though Andrew Luck was your start of the week.
He is my start of the week. But if we're going
to see it go high scoring.
I can see it go high scoring. You know, he's my start of the week fantasy-wise because of the fact that he's going to score on an Oakland Raiders defense. But... You never know at the end of the game where all of a sudden, you know, they
momentum
might be...
Momentum shifts.
Momentum shifts. They might be down two touchdowns, and all of a sudden, you know, here's a quick score, and you're only down by one, and then all of a sudden, last 2 minutes of the game, Terrell Pryor runs in a touchdown, wins the game for you. Upset of the week, Oakland Raiders.
All right. So you got all our insight for this week. We'll be back after the games, and we'll talk then. All right, signing off. This is Rob.
This is Gary.
And we'll see you guys later.
Peace.